Surprise! Brother Sheehan is on taking a personal day, and we always got his back. So you had to get your man DOC in here with Mad Max, and what we're gonna do is have a funky good time. We're gonna take you for the next 3 hours, and the Kevin Sheehan Show always is live and free on the Odyssey app, as you well know. This show today is sponsored by Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app and type in Team 980 and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1. Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. Max, I have to say to you, my brother, how are you? Are you good?
I'm good, Doc. I'm good. I got the message this morning that you and I are going to be working together. So, we're back to weekends, baby. It's just like old times.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to see if I can get a little bit out here. A little bit of that. We used to call it back in the day, we called it Revive or whatever. I think I know how to eliminate that. Okay, so that'd be a little bit better. Yeah, man, good to see you, too. This YouTube thing is... It's interesting. I always say Nell is, he's thrilled.
Oh, yeah. He loves getting on camera.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Must not have been enough pictures of him as a baby. Because this young man loves to see himself. And I'm not mad at him, too. I'm not at him. I'm a boy at WWE. You know, it's this time of the year is interesting for a number of reasons. Because it's almost like an exhale after you get through with the mini camps and from a football standpoint. But from a baseball standpoint, there's some movement. And you're hoping to have some movement. This deal with, Nats picking up sponsorship, I think is very interesting. The obvious question is, what took them so long? And in the meantime, I've reached out to the legendary Tom Levero, because I'm sure he can answer these questions for what took him so long. And why are they? I think they're one of five teams that did not have sponsorship on their uniforms. And that's just like, that's money. I mean, why would you not take advantage of rights? So that is a question that I have and would love to have it answered. We'll have a whole bunch of time to exchange some of these thoughts. Also, on the burgundy and gold front, what I care about doing this time of the year is that no one has broken an ankle, stubbed a toe, or had to have surgery.
And fortunately, Noah Brown, I think, is it's not as serious as everyone initially worried about.
That was the worst that happened, and it's not going to be something that lingers.
Yeah.
It's not bad news on that front. Worst thing that happened to you in the offseason is to do anything that stops you from playing against the New York Football Giants. Because that's really all I care about, the opener. I want to be able to be at our absolute best, in that category. The Commissioner's Cup and the WNBA, how much were you up on that? Because, this has been going on for a minute.
Yeah.
But I was late to the party.
To be completely honest with you, I didn't know that the WNBA had an in-season tournament just like the NBA did.
They had it way before. As a matter of fact, they were the lead dogs in this.
Yeah, turns out they beat Adam Silver to it. And Fever, without Caitlin Clark, end up getting
amazing.
It done.
Listen, what does that say about you? You change coaches. You've got your mega star who is a baller.
They were in the basement not too long
exactly,
ago.
Exactly. And so I think that deserved a fun bunch high five. I thought, but I kept thinking, they were the lead dogs. And I'm not certain that everybody knew that up front. Our owner has also, and he's an owner of multiple franchises. He's a player. He's a player. And now he's going to have a WNBA franchise in Philadelphia.
He sure is.
See, I like my owner being as wealthy as possible.
It's
nice,
isn't
it? I don't need my owner. Some people have objection. I've heard them. I say, what? No, dude. We have a coach and a GM. He's not running the football operation. what he's running is getting deep pockets. So I want my owner to be like Jera, filthy rich. So roll with it. I mean, I don't have an objection to it. I'm sure we'll field a call or two. 301-230-0980. And that is your right. That is your right. You can go for it. And I'm sure you will. But what was your thought? Did you have a thought on it?
So the WNBA expansion is really interesting because Sophie Cunningham said something. She's Caitlin Clark's enforcer now. But she said something about, like, I don't know how excited people are going to be about WNBA in cities like Detroit and Cleveland. Now, she didn't mention Philly when she said that, which is, I find, very interesting because a lot of Philly fans are already mad at Josh Harris about the Sixers, so it'll be interesting to see if they get mad at him over the 76ers.
Wait. How many air balls did he shoot?
See, you know what I mean? That's the thing. And, like, Josh, if you look at the football team, is very, like, I'm going to hire somebody that I know is a very smart individual in this realm, a la Adam Peters, Daryl Morey, guys like that. So, and he lets them cook. He lets them do their thing. And so, for better, the football team, for worse, see the basketball team. It's just, it's kind of how the cookie crumbles sometimes. And that's not all 1,000% his fault, but I'm sure if he wasn't so incredibly locked in with us, that the Sixers might get a little bit more of his brain space. But, nah, screw him. I don't care.
Joel Embiid, what, he missed his first whole year, damn near missed the whole season. I can give him some advice.
He also paid Embiid, which is a problem. But that's another
Embiid's
story.
Embiid's a terrific player when he plays. Much in the same tone that I have for a lot of my NBA brethren. It's like when they play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you play. And first of all, I could give him a little bit of advice. He might want to get on a weight management program because he always seems to be about 20 pounds overweight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a correlation between injuries and obesity.
Yeah, body composition.
So figure it out, Slim. Now, when he's there, he's good. He was as good a couple years back as Humpty Dumpty. My man, Jokic, and I'm thinking that this dude has multiple skills and he's a big, but there's just a mix there that I'm not comfortable with. But I'm sure Josh has basketball people. They'll handle that. Not a concern to mine. But I thought that it was interesting. But the AARP, and I know that Russ the Rooster is going to have some fun with that.
Oh, I know he already did a little.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. Him and Big L will take light of that. But I push for our teams to win. That's all I really, really care about is that we win. And I want to see that James Wood, I'd like to see Brother Wood be in national colors for more than a minute or two.
For life, I'd prefer. It'd be nice. Because, you know, we don't exactly like to do that around here over the past, 10 years? So it would be nice to have the superstar that you finally, the Juan Soto you found in the Juan Soto trade. It would be nice to hold on to that guy for a while.
Yeah, and I mean, watching him is interesting. Love him on that West Coast swing. His eye is so good that with two strikes, I wish it wasn't as good. Because I'd love to see him take more cuts. But he's got a great eye, and he's hard for those umps to deal with because of his length.
Because
I think he gets some rotten calls.
It's starting to become a thing, and it's become a lot more prominent. I feel like in MLB, especially this year, with the challenge system, like, you know, tap on the helmet and stuff like that. It's just become a lot. I feel like a lot of those calls are getting called up by the players a lot more, so to try and keep the umps in check, and B, I mean, it's coming, and it's coming fast because we need something to curb something like or calls like this, because it's just a lot of times it's abhorrent. It's like, what what are you possibly seeing out there that warrants that to be a strike? It's a foot outside the plate, gonna call it, why would you call that? But I have a lot of beef with MLB umpires, and I probably will forever.
What have you watched more over the last 2 weeks? What has been that number? Because, again, we understand right now the timing of it.
Oh, yeah.
Seem to be really NBA-centric. NBA is, like, ringing the bell, and rightfully so. There's a changing of the guard, as I see it, as a guy I grew up with purple and gold all over my walls. And the king right now is in a midlife crisis mode. Because this Miles Turner move, to me, to Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, he would have been in
crucified
purple and gold. It's a change of the guard that King is not making decisions. He's not controlling everything.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's not being considered in these long-term plans anymore. Like, mm-hmm. You saw it with Brian and I were talking about this yesterday back here behind the glass, but like the Luka trade, LeBron didn't know about that until 30 minutes before it happened. So he's not calling the shots like he was a couple years ago. So they're not keeping him in the loop or keeping him in mind for long term. So I think they're just waiting it out to see how it ends. So I think this picking up the option for 50 mil or whatever it is that he's making will probably be his little farewell tour. Him and Alex Ovechkin sending themselves off in 2026.
Yeah, yeah. And the NBA has definitely taken most of our focus now, and he earned it. But I just, looking at Indiana and the move that they made, the progress, it being as close as they've been in 25, 26 years.
Yeah.
And then a piece like Turner, who's a big, that can shoot the three and the whole 9 yards. I know they're talking about Lopez. I'd rather have Turner. He has more mobility. He's, both guys are things I like about him, but I think Miles Turner would have been in purple and gold back in the day when they were in charge. Now, I'm glad the ownership change is out there, because I call them the Beverly Hillbillies for a reason. It's just ridiculous. And now they have that Dodger blue money coming through. I do expect some changes. Anything over the NBA that has really caught your attention here of late?
Listen, the big story outside of NBA free agency for me is this Malik Beasley saga. I don't know how much you've seen of it.
Dum Dum 2. I'm like, one thing I think is important is that when they mention feds,
something's wrong.
No, it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not an inquiry. It's a closed book.
Yeah, you're going to jail, my guy.
Yeah. So homeboy must have tried to skirt the system. Here he is getting paid. Worked his tail off to be as good as he is. And when you go through that, an athlete goes through, does all that work, and then you find, instead of being focused on the hardwood, you're focused on a scam or a deal, and eventually now you're not in your level or area of expertise.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens in that, so now he's going to blow it all. Coming off a pivotal year, a springboard year for him, he might have been able to, pivot himself up into something cool. Now he'll end up getting Dum Dum Award of the Month or the Year or whatever we want to say, because I just don't think his future is bright. And I don't know any other way to say it. But I don't see it as being bright at all. But I do love the action. And we have no other choice right now, because this is the time that we're focusing. And then the Wizards in their move. And we know we can get prospect. Everybody's a prospect. And I just lost my brains over the weekend understanding how we can be trying to do two things at once, improve and lose. Improve and lose. So it's the improve and lose theory that I don't buy into. I don't buy into at all. I understand what they've got to do, but I'm going, the guys in that locker room when they come on the floor and the people that pay for these tickets are expecting more. And I just, I mean, maybe at the midseason mark, maybe I could change my focus. But to me, when the ball's out there going, we're going to win. And I just am so damn confused by how this NBA sells this. They sell tanking while trying to sell tickets. And again, those of you that go into it and buy into it, God bless you, is all I can say. But I am focused. I am going to keep my eyes on it. We have no other choice. How's your tennis game?
Not as good as it used to be. That's for damn sure. But we have been keeping it on the TVs up here.
Oh, so okay, so that's how you knew what was going on.
Oh yeah, we
Coco Gauff. Okay.
Yeah. So okay. Yeah, we've been talking about it. We've been watching it. Coco Gauff went out yesterday, which is tough loss for our nation. But Tiafoe's, he's battling in there. He took the first set, lost the second one, so it was 1-1. And so now it was 3-3 in the set, so last I checked. But I'm not sure how he's doing right now.
How about the soccer? I mean, I've watched more soccer over the last five days.
Okay, what soccer you been watching? Is it like that the Club World Cup or whatever that's going on?
No, USA.
CONCACAF, the Gold Cup?
CONCACAF, yeah, mm-hmm. Man, that was, it was good. It's a patience thing you have to have. But I found it. I've always felt like it's so physical. It doesn't get mentioned that way. But there's oftentimes more contact in a match than in football, in a game. Some people get hit more in soccer. So it's a visual I have.
Mm-hmm. Francis Tiafoe update, by the way, lost in the second round, which is just tough blows after tough blows for American tennis.
Yeah, so, well, the surface deal, I mean, clay, okay, have you ever walked on clay, a clay court? Have you ever walked on a grass court?
I've walked on grass courts. I've never walked on a clay court. It looks a lot different.
I think the surface has a heck of a lot to do with it. I mean,
absolutely.
We went through AstroTurf and regular.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball plays for most outdoors, turf or regular. But grass and sand, I don't know, different. I do think it has to be considered. Like, I wouldn't talk no trash about none of it unless I actually was able to walk on it. I probably have a tough time walking on it, let alone the moves you got to make in tennis would be very, very interesting. But that's what we leave that to. Because, you know, Sheehan's a hell of a tennis player.
And yeah, I know he's a hell of a golfer, too.
So he's a terrific athlete. Matter of fact, I thought he might have been in flight. That's my initial reading when I heard that he was going to take a minute, and I thought, well, he might be going to the event.
Mm-hmm. He might be jetting off somewhere.
That's what I thought, because his arms are long. They reach.
Heading off to Bermuda.
He's got incredible reach. He's got incredible reach. So if you have a sighting on him, I'd like to hear about it. 301-230-0980. Is our number. Don't be afraid to say that you actually saw the coach, because I know he'll hate this, because he hates the celebrity thing that he is, but I can't. Why would I change now? And we've been doing this for a long, long time. But I am interested as to where you are in your sport. This is Sports Compass, and it affects people in different ways. Everybody's got something that they're doing, and hopefully it involves some youth activity, the youth sports, because I'm watching great things happen now by so many youngsters. I saw a kid playing in the soccer match, 16 out of Mexico. And I'm thinking, at 16 years old, to be in a pro sport playing against grown behind men, to me, I tip my hat. Max, you think at 16 years old you would have had any shot at being a professional in any sport?
No, of course not. I was bad in high school, so there's little
to
no chance.
You're being hard on yourself, Mac. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Listen, so we're not even going to... I wouldn't even entertain the idea of me playing professionally at the age of 16 years old. That would be a miracle of sorts.
Yeah, I always think it is. I worry about it, and I think about if you're being that age, you're traveling in an adult environment, and they're pressuring on them. And the kids look good, and they quote phenom, especially in soccer.
Yeah.
I mean, soccer, I mean, it's just, I know here we might be a little slower to catch up, but I just think it takes incredible athleticism.
Absolutely.
And toughness and endurance. I get tired watching.
Toughness, I'll argue with you on.
There's no other sport that I get tired watching.
Yeah.
Feeling for these people.
Well, especially when, like, they're coming off for a sub, like, what, 70 minutes into the game, and, like, they're the guy coming out has a completely different jersey on. It's just a much lighter shade because the guy coming off has already sweat through his entire uniform.
Yeah, I don't even know how these people train. Just playing the game, I think, puts you in that type of position, but every sport has that, and that's why I wonder when we go through these off seasons in the summer, and I love the summer because it does give us a chance to really look at different angles of sport all the way across the board. And not discounting our baseball because our priority, but if they're in the hunt, we're in the rebuilding, restructuring, redesigning. We're in that mode. But because we have 2 to 3 hot prospects, now don't pay any attention to the all-star balloting or whatever, because we know that if it's based on the public, you got to say to ourselves, we need to have a conversation. Because if it's all a fan-driven process and we don't show up, who do we talk to? Who do we put blame on? You say you love him, but you don't back him.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair or unfair? That's the question I have.
Yeah, I hear you.
How can we be all in and let one of our own appear to be neglected? Especially in our format. We got people calling all the time. I love experts all the time. And of course, I always think a little. You think little voted?
That's a good question.
But I'm just saying.
I'm sure he'll tell us.
We got plenty of time, but I'm just thinking to myself, I wonder how many of our, quote, diehards who call up here all the time as experts, love Wood. Well, show it. How'd you show it?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing about I'm the number one fan, but I don't go to games. Or I don't have buy gear. I don't have nothing. Oh, how do you show it? How do we know? We get a lot of talk. A lot of talk.
It's true.
How can one of your own come up short in a national ballot? You tell me. Because I'm focusing at your people.
Yeah, my age youngins, group.
All you technology geniuses.
Well, they're so...
The guy my age,
they're so,
you know,
fickle.
It's writing on stone.
It's just, they're like kids my age and all-star voting and things like that.
Where are y'all, you social media people? Y'all live with a phone. You constantly texting. You're doing all this stuff. How in the world, since we have a, quote, phenom, how do we get wiped off the map when it comes to fan participation on a vote?
Because nobody cares, and that's the problem. Is like when the team is middling or bad or in this quote-unquote rebuild stage, people just don't show up. People don't pay attention. People just kind of, like, once they know you're in a rebuild, people check out. People stop.
Ah, now you're saying it. And I'll lead this to Method to My Madness. Is that when we look at my boy B. Mitch,
mm-hmm,
and we go, we love. Where's the groundswell? Where's the participant? Where do people take over and vote our people in?
It's a good question.
No. What is it? It's an answer. We got a lot of people talk and do nothing. You know, the loudest voice, little action.
Yeah.
So it's a blowhard situation.
Mm.
Blah, blah. I've been hearing a blah, blah, blah. Well, what you going to do? You got a guy, general. We love him. We're not even top 10. Can't get into voting. So that's my point. I'm like, show or tell. Who are we? Really, when you're talking about looking at a fan base, we know in football, well, the product has been awful for 20 years, 24 years. Now it's taking a turn, and they're getting on the good foot. But our stadium, home stadiums, were invaded by our brothers in the East. They plan on this. They come down and take your place over if they feel like it. Well, what do you say to that? Now, changing, because don't forget, we had to be really good to get our people back. That's disappointing as hell. Or did we say, am I unrealistic in saying, well, hell, they hung in watching garbage for 23, 24 years, lost a whole bunch of people. How would you like to be Cleveland? They stay juiced up. They've been terrible forever and a day. So I hear a lot of talk, but I'm going, when it comes to the action point on it, are we really checking ourselves? And where do we rank as a sports fan, as a sports community? It was embarrassing for me to hear this about Wood. It was embarrassing. If we are who we, quote, say we are. And I can't wait to hear from Little today. I can't wait. He probably won't call now.
He running scared.
He ain't got to be scared. But he's, quote, an expert damn near every topic and everything. And I'm going, how can this happen here? Well, we'll see. We'll see. That's why I love what we do. It's an open format. You know, don't be scared. Jump in. And because I have questions. And that's why we're doing this the way we're doing it. Because now we're turning the tide. Things are picking up. But this season, man, I can't wait. I don't get really involved in the lingerie stuff. But when they put on shoulder pads and have helmets with pads on, and they're playing and practicing tackle football, I'm all in, man. And I can't wait to see it, because I got to get this opening play by the Philadelphia Eagles on the first play of the game. They score. They run the ball down your throat and score. I can't deal with that. Now, our people have done a hell of a job bringing in some beef. I think we're going to be more physical this year, which is a great thing. And I love the emphasis on the O-line. So they're doing all the things, hitting all the check points. I love that. I'm excited about it, but I got to see it. I got to see it. We're going to go to our first break here on the Kevin Sheehan Show, DOC, DHing for the coach. And Max doing his thing as always. And good to see Max, too. This visual thing, YouTube, is it's a smooth move. I knew if they got the coach involved, then it had to be. It had to be. I mean, you know, Kevin Sheehan Show on Team 980, always live and free on the Odyssey app. We'll be right back.